tonight's collect for this Feast of the Seven Holy Founders, we pray that while we are, while we are associates in their tears on this in this earth, may we also join in the joys with them in the next life. That's a beautiful thought for the collect and the theme of today's Mass. These seven holy founders, they're probably not too well known, but they lived in Europe during the Middle Ages, the same time in which St. Dominic was founding the Dominican order and St. Francis, the Franciscans. These seven men were chosen by Our Lady to found an order that was devoted to the seven sorrows of the Blessed Virgin Mary. At that time, though, in history, it was a very distracted period, you might say. Politics, wars, everything was pulling the people, their attention, away from the religious matters. And Pope Innocent III, who was reigning then in Rome, he was distracted by all of these things, not in a bad sense, but it was his concern. He's the father of all. So Germany, of course, was having civil war. Then France wasn't doing too badly. They had gone off, though, to their third crusade and had come back. The person in charge of the crusade had some sort of a marriage problem, but in humility, he listened to the Pope when he told him that there was a marriage problem. Then, so they weren't doing too bad, but were still off on the crusades. Then Spain was being invaded by the Muslims, and some other countries were having issues of their own. And then Florence, the city of these holy men, well, they were all divided on politics, mostly. And, of course, that was also the time when you would have a lot of the, what we call, vendetta. One family quarreling with the others, and one would kill the other, a member from the other family, and, well, of course, they'd have to get vengeance, and so the killing would continue. So there was all this going on the same time that these seven men were being chosen by heaven to found an order that would be very powerful. This was actually the one thing that kept the men in Florence together, all the citizens. It was a certain sodality of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So you had men of different factions, different political views, even enemies, coming to join and pray in the same chapel, in this same sodality. It's a bit like the Catholic Church, how there's so many different people with different views on politics, perhaps even, but still, it is a universal church. Well, one day was the Feast of the Assumption, and this sodality had just received Holy Communion. There were many men, and while they were making their Thanksgiving, they all did it together, church filled with people. But there were seven men that had this vision of Our Lady appearing to them, surrounded by angels, and she spoke to them. Though none of the others knew, the others were having this vision. So Our Lady told them to leave the world, flee the world, because and focus on your own spiritual life. Sanctify yourself for the glory of God in the religious life. Well, soon enough, all these other men left the church. Seven men stayed in their pews, and they were all, unbeknownst to themselves, they were all thinking about the same thing, that they had just received the vision. All of a sudden, after some time, the oldest of the seven began speaking, and he told everyone else, the other six, what had just happened, that he had this vision of Our Lady, and she gave me this message. Then they all looked at each other and realized, well, she gave me the same message, and me, and me. And so the seven of them joined up, and they knew what it meant. So they went to get the blessing from the bishop, and they were already known as the Servites of Mary. And an interesting thing happened. As they were going to get the bishop's blessing to start their order, one of the babies talked. A 5-month-old St. Philip Benizi, who later would join the order, said, "Look, Mother, it is the Servites of Mary. Give them an alms." And she gave them an alms, but he did that when he was 5 months old, had never spoken before. And on another occasion, many children, babies, infants, had spoken and said to the whole crowd, "Look, the servants of Mary." And that's why they received their name. And their one goal was to spread devotion to the 7 sorrows of Our Lady. I'll end on that note, because much like the Middle Ages, today we have many things going on in the world that are a distraction from what really counts, the salvation of our soul. That's what matters. And these times are very hard on a lot of people with the stress, the anxiety, and so many crosses. There's no better way than to spend this time as the Servites did, as they were commanded by Our Lady, to think often of the sorrows that pierced Our Lady's heart on that first Good Friday as she stood beneath the cross. Because if you focus on her sorrows in a prayerful sort of way, she'll take on your sorrows. And she, even if she does not grant you good feelings and all of that, she will console you in the true sense of the word and help you to bear your cross patiently, and that it might sanctify you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.